LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries acknowledging last Tuesday's election results. He said the will of the people was heard, but the Democrats are not just going to roll over.
When we're confronted with nominations like Robert F. Kennedy Jr., are these the best individuals available?
And any extreme policy proposals?
Always push back whenever necessary against far right extreme.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Across the line, right side, he'll launch it for three at the horn. He got it at the buzzer to the rim, and he sends it down with the left hand. Right side shooting for the win. Got it! Watson Koenig! Step back three straight on. Got it! Nice! Cold! Wanted! Sam Decker! Bo Ryan will win for the 300th time as the head coach of the Wisconsin Badgers. Snaps off another three. Booked it! Oh my goodness! Don't wake him up! Greg Kaminsky, a single game school record, 43 points. I can't believe I'm going to say it, but here it comes. The Wisconsin Badgers are going to the Final Four.
Badger basketball is on the air. Today's game is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. And by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Welcome to the Badger Shootaround.
Courtside at the Kohl Center, game number four for the Wisconsin Badgers, and man, does it ramp up tonight. Special night here for Wisconsin basketball as they honor the final four teams of the 2014-2015 NCAA tournaments. Bo Ryan will be recognized. His name will be on a banner, and they'll put it up there alongside Frank Kaminsky, Michael Finley, and Ab Nicholas. And oh, by the way, they're taking on a top 10 team on the floor this evening, the current group of Badgers against the Arizona Wildcats. Alongside Brian Butch, I'm Matt LePay. Special night and some heavy lifting for the current team tonight. You know, they got better with each game last week, but now it really ramps up, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you look at this Arizona team, they're going to play fast. They're going to look to get to the rim. They're going to shoot threes. We say that a lot. The athletes are just a little bit different for this Arizona team than the previous three teams that this Wisconsin team saw. So,
yeah, they are playing some men. We'll check back in with you. We'll hear from Jesse Temple. We'll get Sharif Chambliss' thoughts on Bo Ryan. We'll bribe Brian Butch into saying nice things about Bo as well. Two times in one day, can you do that?
I don't know if I can do that.
Oh, man. Buckle up. Well, of course, we'll hear from head coach Greg Gard. All that's coming up. Jesse Temple is up next from The Athletic. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating, without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder, metamorphosis, philosopher you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
I am Rosario Dawson. Cancer is one journey no one should take on alone. And Stand Up to Cancer wants to make sure no one has to. We bring together the best scientists and doctors to help accelerate the development of more effective treatments. And with the support of individuals like you, more patients will see that even though cancer may interrupt the journey, it doesn't have to determine the destination. Join us, and let's go further together. Learn more at standuptocancer.org/AA.
Action! When I grow up, I want to be a director because they get to talk to everybody about everything. They get to make cool movies and dance music videos.
If your child is sick over and over again, it could be PI, a defect of the immune system that affects millions. Early testing can give children a chance to dream.
And when I'm a director, I get to say, lights, camera, action.
For more information, visit the Jeffrey Modell Foundation at info4pi.org.
That's a wrap.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Badgers pregame show, joined by Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Big night, obviously. The Final Four guys are here. Bo Ryan will be recognized. Oh, by the way, they're playing a good team. But you had some really interesting access into the inner workings of Wisconsin basketball, how they go about preparing for a game. I would imagine that was pretty eye-opening for you.
It was fascinating, and to me what's most notable are all the differences that Wisconsin basketball has taken under this season, starting with Greg Steensma and what he brought from the NBA and his work with the San Antonio Spurs. Their pregame routine is completely different, starting with a 6 hours before the game. They do something called shine time, which is essentially a walkthrough, and then if you ever see 2 hours before tip-off, those guys are going through something that Greg has taken to calling vitamins, because just as you require vitamins in your daily life, you need vitamins for the health and well-being of your game. But it is a very intentional 15-minute shooting session with the players that resembles a lot of what they do professionally. And I think Kirk Penny has said that, too. It looks a heck of a lot more like it did in the pro ranks. And you can see the results. It has translated very well on the floor.
It's a fascinating read. I invite everybody to encourage everybody to get on The Athletic and read Jesse's piece on this. It's also, I think, fascinating. I think Greg Gard is underrated by a lot of folks, and we get along really well, so that may sound biased, but I think there's truth to it. His being receptive to new ideas, that got your attention too, didn't it?
Very much so. His willingness to adapt and take input from other coaches is notable. How many other guys in their ninth year as head coach, which he was a year ago, would overhaul the offense to a ball-string continuity system, and then they're averaging 10 more points per game? And they've continued to make some of those changes this year. I know Greg talks often about where they want to get shots from, open threes, shots at the rim, free throws. They don't want mid-range jumpers. And the other thing that I thought was interesting in doing the story is he let me sit in their film review session after the Montana State game, and they obviously did a typical film review, but then they looked at some advanced analytics, which is a partnership with a new company. I know Greg has been into that, but this is the first time that the players are seeing those numbers, and so he understands that college basketball has changed significantly from even 10 years ago when these two Badgers teams made their back-to-back Final Four runs. There's a lot more scoring. You need more skill position players, and he's doing everything he can to move the program forward, and I think it's just fascinating.
Yeah, it's credit to him, because I've joked with him. I have my old man moments about analytics, this, that, or the other. But it's pretty interesting when you start to look into a lot of that stuff. And obviously, Greg and his staff, they do rely on. There still is, like, who's going to dive after a loose ball and do all that stuff. But the advanced stats matter.
Yes, and of course, Greg will say the last thing you want is paralysis by analysis, because you can go to, as he put it, a deep, dark place. Mm-hmm. But you want to find the things that are going to help you win. And what I think another thing is interesting about this is he's got 10 core numbers or markers that they look at, some of which are simple, like did you win the game? But others are very advanced, like is your defensive rebounding percentage better than 73%? So there's a lot of things like that they're looking at. But ultimately, the name of the game is, can we put ourselves in the best position possible to win the game? And certain markers obviously show that you win more games than not when you achieve them. So they're trying to obviously move this program forward.
I mentioned at the top, they're honoring the back-to-back Final Four teams and head coach Bo Ryan. And he introduced a lot of fans around here to points per possession. Not just shooting percentage, three-point percentage, but points per possession. You were here for the second, or you were here for both of them, right? So I would imagine you start to flash back a little bit when you see Kaminsky and these guys, whoever all is going to be here.
I never had more fun covering a team in my life, and I've been here for 13 years. Those back-to-back Final Four runs obviously were fun, but it was the personalities. It was Frank Kaminsky wearing a GoPro and Sam Decker patting Bo Ryan on the behind after he buries a long three-pointer. They opened up a new world to Bo, and obviously Bo's willing to embrace that because they were winning a lot of games. And I think it's the greatest Wisconsin basketball team, at least in the modern era, that we've seen. That's probably not even a stretch to say, and everybody who was there will remember it for a long, long time.
I thought it was unique in a lot of ways. The obvious was the fact that they were in back-to-back Final Fours, but as you mentioned, the personalities involved. I've always thought that those two, and there were a lot of really good teams here, don't get me wrong, but that was the closest thing to a traveling rock band and just, you know, kind of waiting to hear what Nigel Hayes was going to say at a press conference. I've never seen anything like that. I imagine you haven't either.
No, I haven't. And again, it goes back to that perfect blend of people. I can remember actually Frank Kaminsky. This story always sticks with me. It was a pregame, or what was the Big Ten media day, right? Going into his senior year, he's the preseason player of the year, and there's a table, circle table, everyone's sitting around, and he's got a spot there, and he sees everyone, and he dips into a corner and just stays there, and he says, I talked to you guys enough already, and he was just hanging out in a corner because Frank's personality was so unusual, but he understood that he was a really important person that people wanted to talk to. But even the NCAA tournament with the stenographer, everyone kind of remembers that story. Yep. They've just played a first-round game. They're in the midst of maybe the greatest tournament run of their lives, and it's the middle of the night, and they're watching a stenographer and asking questions. They were just silly and fun, and, man, it was such a fun team to be around.
It really was. A lot of memories when fans see these guys back at the Kohl Center tonight. He's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Stay with us. Pre-game coverage continues in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth-generation Jones, and it's a family tradition to use only high-quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and go Badgers!
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey, Badger fans. Basketball season is here, and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the courtside celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin basketball games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Pre-game coverage continues. Time for our Badger Spotlight. We're with assistant coach Sharif Chambliss and player for Bo Ryan. When I say Coach Bo Ryan, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, man, an intense guy. I think I've had the opportunity to really see him on both sides of it, where I played for him and I was on a coaching staff with him. Being on the player side of it is way more intimidating to me. That part was. I was only the video coordinator on the staff, but as a player, when he comes in, and he ain't going to talk a ton, but he's really personable when it comes to, like, holding a conversation. But when he's on the court and in between these lines, he's not going to say that much, but when he says something, you better get it done.
It's interesting you say that. I think it's important for fans to know this. But he doesn't say much because there's the Bo Ryan in news conferences where he could go off on 10,000 tangents. And then there's the Bo Ryan in practice, in film sessions. And that's a much more concise guy.
No question. The one thing about Coach Ryan, even though he stayed on pace and on his outline for the Hall of Fame speech, which all of us were super proud of, when he's going to get to a point, he's going to get to it. And it's gonna affect you at a certain level. If he wants you to get something done on the court, he knows how to get under your skin, and he knows exactly what buttons to push. You can ask any player that's probably played for him, and it's probably either hate it or love it type of guy. But at all concepts, you're probably gonna respect it because it made you a better player. And some of those lessons that I learned on the court with Coach Ryan, I'm still using as a father, a husband, a citizen in the community.
What's the most, just from a basketball standpoint, the most important thing that you learned from him that A, helped you as a player, but B, now helps you as a coach?
Prioritizing taking care of the ball. I think his teams were always tops in the country in assist to turnover ratio and not having that many turnovers per game. Being a teammate, I think he wanted to push you guys. He would push you so hard that, you know, you wouldn't like him or you'd be mad at him at the moment, but it'd bring you closer with your teammates. And I think that's why those guys were able to get to the Final Four and why those teams were so tight that we'll be seeing here in a couple days. That's why those teams were so tight.
And you were on teams that helped build that to the point. I mean, you guys were just that close of getting there yourself. But it seems like, and Bo used to talk about this when he was a coach, that he would get on somebody and he would get strange looks, or he'd get an idea of what they were thinking of him. And then later it's like, oh, that's what he meant. And I would imagine you fall into the latter category for sure. Right?
Oh, no question. I tell you, there was something that him and Coach Jeter and Coach Gardner, I'm sure they've all heard, and Coach Ryan say, but when the student is ready to learn, the teacher will appear. And I've been using that with a lot of the guys that I've coached and that young guys that I've been around, because you don't know the lesson that you're learning until later. And, you know, hindsight is 20/20, and you think about it, like, why was he doing this? And now it just makes more sense why he was teaching you or why he was pushing us to do certain things the way he was doing it. He wanted us to do things the correct way. And so you don't have to go back and redo them. And I think that was one of the things that Coach Ryan pushed really hard on, doing things the right way.
In his speech, he talked about he thanked just about everybody, from managers to every player who took a charge, who dove for a loose ball. You know, I've asked Butchie this and some others. When you see the name finally in the, you know, on a banner in the rafters, I hope you guys can take some pride in that. I would imagine, I mean, it's obviously going to be an off-the-charts moment for him, but for all of you guys who played for him, a ton of pride in that moment.
Man, for me, it's a pleasure to say that I played for a Naismith Hall of Fame basketball coach and Coach Ryan, the greatest coach here in Wisconsin basketball history. And obviously his influence is still raining down and is still around this program a lot.
All right, that's Badgers assistant coach Sharif Chambliss. That's tonight's Badgers Spotlight. More to come as we continue with our pregame coverage. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend. Thank you for being a friend.
From your friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
they started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center. Wisconsin and Arizona ranked 9th in the AP, 8th in the coaches' poll. Time now for our notebook. We bring in Brian Butch. I know, Butchie, you had a chance to visit with Bo Ryan earlier this morning in the show you do with that other guy. You and Zabe. This is a special night. We'll get Greg Gard's perspective on it, but a celebration of certainly the two Final Four teams, but a celebration for Wisconsin basketball tonight. And when I say Bo Ryan, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
Discipline. Like, there were no shortcuts. And when we had a plan in place, we were going to execute it. That's why we won a lot of games. Right? And I think that's the thing that carried over more than anything is just discipline in everything you do now as an adult, as a father. Like, I'm preach that to my kids. No, and they're young still, but like it's understanding that this is the way you do things. It's the correct way of going about it, and you're going to have success if you follow the path that we put in front of you. And that's exactly what we did every single day. It didn't matter who we were playing, how we were, like, what we did, we were just going to be better at than anybody else. And they knew we were going to do it, and it didn't matter because we were better because of all the time and effort we put into being disciplined in what we were doing.
He would tell the story, I don't know how many times, about with Devin Harris early in his career, where after a practice, I don't know if it's true, but it's a good story. Devin came up to him and said, "Coach, you mean we have to go hard every day? Every day?" There were just certain non-negotiables that exist to this day, but probably for a lot of high school stars, an adjustment.
You're talking to a McDonald's All-American that redshirted here, just to let you know.
Very aware. Yeah, yes. Very aware.
But it was. Like that's one of the reasons why I was also 185 pounds trying to play in the Big Ten. That played another factor. But it was understanding, like, in high school, I was played in the middle of a zone. Uh-huh. I know how to play defense. And this was the standard. It didn't matter what level you were at. If you were good enough, you were going to play, no matter what. And if you followed the discipline and the rules, and even though even my senior year, I wasn't a great defender still, but I knew what I needed to do to play.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I mean, the discipline part of it. And that's exactly what Bo did. And because of that, you won a lot of basketball games. And because of that discipline and because of what he had in place, it always gave you a chance to win. There was never a time, my time here at Wisconsin, I put my jersey on thinking that we were never going to win a game or compete for a Big Ten championship or make a deep run in the NCAA tournament. It's funny, I was in the Big Ten Network studios a couple of years ago. Ravel Davis and Trey Debs were having a conversation about, oh, man, that one year we got to the tournament. And I looked at him, I said, the one year you got to the tournament, like, that was a given. Like, there was no what if we got to the tournament. It was how far we're going in the tournament. It just blew my mind because it was year after year, that's what we did.
And that was a new thing here.
Yeah.
For fans. It was, you say it was a given, but every year that first day, I mean, obviously you do the summer work. The first day of official practices, though, it's truly square one every
partner
year,
passing.
Right? Yes.
I mean, it was the same thing. And Greg does it the same way. Mm-hmm. Now, Greg's changed offensively. We've talked a lot about those things. But in general, like, the principles are still there. Partner passing. Make sure you pass and catch. Make sure you cut hard. Make sure you defend at a high level. Make sure you rebound the basketball. Make sure you get to the free throw line. If you do those four things, you're going to play a lot. And you did play a lot for both.
You mentioned you reminded us that you're a McDonald's All-American. When you got to the camp, the first couple practices, when did all that become like, Ooh, that's old news. Rearview mirror, yeah. Summer work.
That was in the summer for me, but it's also because I didn't know what the weight room was before that. So Scotty made sure to get me in the weight room. Bo made sure to make me realize that this is the way things are supposed to be done. Just because you're 7 feet tall and skilled doesn't mean that anything's given to you. And I've taken that so far in my life that, like, that's the next layer of, okay, that's why you need the hard work. And that's, to me, more than the wins. Like, I don't – the wins were with the wins. And I get for the fan base, that's what you're judged on. But as a player, he's impacted my life for the past, 20 years since I've been gone, and for the next 40 years I'm still on this earth because of the everyday message that he taught us players. And that's what the normal fans don't get a chance to see.
And, some of the guys who've had media availability with for the Final Four teams, they talk a lot about that, where there is that list of non-negotiables with Bo. But one of the things that it seems like they've talked about, and you as well, if you don't do things, if you get a little sideways, he's going to get you on track in a hurry. But there was a confidence, too, that you guys had, that your teams had, the teams that, the Jordan Taylor's group, and you could keep going back.
Yeah.
That was an interesting balance, right? Because very disciplined, some things that you just absolutely have to do. But you guys were on the floor we expect to win this tonight.
And there was a reason there were so many groups that had confidence, because it was trickled down. Bo put it in place.
Yep.
And then each player grabbed from it. And then Bo made sure you followed it. It never ran sideways at all. And that's why for so long he had so much success, because everybody knew what needed to be done and how you needed to go about it. And it's been so fun to see that pass through now through Bo's group, the Final Four groups past that. It's been passed through now to Greg's groups. And these guys right now that are on the floor, they get a chance tonight to not only play in front of a full crowd, which we love doing, but to see, Bo go up in the rafters, to see the Final Four team come back. That's so crucial to the success of a program, because these guys now get to see where they want to go and what they have to do to get there. Because in the end, it's right now, it's about these guys and their moments on this floor, these players right now. It's great to have guys come back. I think it's awesome.
Yep.
But what it means to these guys, because they only get 4 or 5 years to live their dreams, and they get to see it, that, hey, you can reach them. It's awesome. This night is an awesome night. It's just beginning.
Yeah, chance.
But well done by everyone here at the University.
Yeah, and no doubt. And as you mentioned, a chance for this team this year to carve its own niche. That's the beauty of it. And that is our Badger Notebook. More of our pregame coverage coming up in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring social workers starting at $30 per hour, providing counseling and programming services, including substance use disorder programming, to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Hey, Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement-ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center. The Wisconsin Badgers at 3-0 against the Arizona Wildcats. They are at 2-0. The Wildcats certainly have not been tested through their first two games. A 39-point win against Kinesis, a 58-point romp of Old Dominion earlier this week. The Badgers, with their first three games under their belt, wins against Holy Cross, Montana State, and Appalachian State. It ramps up for both. Tip time a bit more than 1.5 hour away. Stay with us. We'll check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship reels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine box? Boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Badger Basketball is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers, treating you. Jones Dairy Farm, making breakfast better since 1889. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. You're a little busy. You got a pretty decent team coming in here, but it's a special night. Obviously, you got a good big crowd, sold out Kohl Center, Final Four teams, Bo. Quite the celebration for Wisconsin basketball.
Packing a lot into one night, aren't we? But no, it's awesome to be able to do this and have this opportunity. You know, ironically, it ends up being here tonight against Arizona. I'd be lying if I say it wasn't planned that way, but just kind of obviously it fell. But to have both teams, and we thought about doing a 14 then a 15, but with only one guy difference between the two teams, we felt we were probably wasting our time to do it for the 14 and last year, so do it this year. And And yeah, and then with Coach getting into the Naismith Hall of Fame, it added to that, which is what we had hoped would happen as we planned this all out over almost a year ago. So yeah, it'll be a very special night, and we got to play against a really pretty good team right now in game four already.
I'll ask you about those guys in a moment, but I was just my own observation of this. Obviously, those guys were special, those final four teams, but you got staffers who are a big part of continuing to build. You know, we got Brian Butch here, and there's John Lohr. I could keep going back to Dick Bennett's teams. It's truly, we're being specific on the two seasons, but this goes back a long way.
It does, because it's a building process, and you have really good teams. We had really good teams that didn't get there, didn't even get out of the first weekend. Quite frankly, 2007, I thought we were really good, and we we got beat by UNLV. But that's what being a part of a program like this. These guys understand that you're standing on the shoulders of the guys that have come before you, and you look at my staff with all the guys that I have that have played here. Almost it's like a prerequisite, so to speak. But we're going to honor the 2000 team in February. That's 25 years. So you'd love to go to the Final Four every year, but it's really, really, really hard to do. And I've always said, even when we went 14 and 15, embrace it, enjoy it, because that's the mountaintop of college basketball, and it's just it's hard to get there. And when you do get there, you want to make sure you appreciate it and enjoy it. And I know we'll enjoy these guys being back here tonight.
And they'll be very invested in what's going on. And we'll talk about that matchup against that pretty good Arizona team as we continue with the Badgers head coach pregame chat presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
In the game of life, every moment counts. Every decision matters. And every choice can make a difference between winning and losing. At Cleary, we understand the importance of a strong foundation, whether it's a gym, a community center, or a place for your business to grow. We build your dreams. So whether you're building a foundation or creating a legacy, your vision is our mission. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978. Explore clearybuilding.com today.
Badger fans, the final home matchup at Camp Randall Stadium is just around the corner, and it's a big one. This Black Friday, Badger football takes on Minnesota in a battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Great tickets remain for the border battle matchup, but they're going fast. Don't miss out on your chance to be in the stands. Secure your seats for November 29th. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Don't wait. Get your spot today.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to vcconnectwi.com today.
So Badgers and the Arizona Wildcats, some different cast of characters, kind of like you guys, and then roles have changed. But take a look at them. Big, thick, fast. They seem like they check the boxes, don't they?
They do. They do. You know, I think, you know, I've seen their two exhibition games and then their two first games here, and you know, they haven't missed a beat in terms of obviously how they got to the Sweet 16 last year, won the Pac-12 in the last year of the Pac-12, but you know, and a lot of movement on that roster, just like probably most rosters in the country. Obviously ours, they had guys transfer out, they had guys transfer in. They've added some pieces to it. They've been able to retain some pieces, primarily Caleb Love, who's a first-team All-American. So, yeah, it's a really, really good team that knows who they are. They play hard. They play fast. Really pound the paint in transition, pound the glass, both transition and in the half court. Really remind me of the really good Michigan State teams of how they play in transition and how they are just attacking the backboard constantly. So it's going to be an unbelievable test for us here tonight.
You mentioned Caleb Love. I remember people here would say, boy, Brad Davison, what year is this for him? Well, Caleb Love, you guys saw him, you knocked him out. Actually, you knocked him out of the tournament when he was with Carolina. How have you seen his game grow from back then to where he is now?
I think maturation is the biggest thing. You know, just much better feel for the game that usually comes with experience, you know, and I think Tommy's done a really good job of helping him mature, and obviously we saw him, I think he was a freshman, but freshmen have a tendency to maybe not quite understand things as well, and I think he's taken the opportunity to stay in college and continue to get better, knowing he had to get better, and just how he's matured. And I think his shot selection, his efficiency, obviously how he's able to get to the free throw line. He's unbelievably fast in transition with the ball and without it. So he's one of many that we'll have our hands full with tonight.
You mentioned he keeps getting better. You like what you saw from your team the first three games in continuing to get better?
Yeah, we have gotten better. And I think we've specifically on the defensive end, I think our bench is starting to develop an identity a little bit. You know, we got to continue to get better. I mean, this is going to, like I said, this is the test you want at this point in time. You know, to see where we're at and compete and try to go knock these guys out tonight. But we're going to have to be really solid and really good in transition. We've gotten better in transition defensively. We're going to be really good at defending the paint. I think we've gotten better there. And then obviously the rebounding battle is going to be, we haven't seen a team like this, and they haven't seen a team like us either. Mm-hmm. But it'll be, we'll both, I think, learn a lot through tonight.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. More to come. We'll take a look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network as we continue in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Pre-game coverage continues at the Kohl Center. Time now for our Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. And there are some good games going on in college basketball. Michigan has gone final. It's knocked off TCU at the Chrysler Center, 76-64. I know, Butchie, a couple games that we got our eyes on. One at Mackey Arena, Purdue and Alabama. The Boilermakers up 4 points, 72-68, about 7 minutes left. They lost their big, right, Daniel Jacobson, out for the year. But that is a big time matchup, because we know how good Alabama has been, and the expectation is very high for him again.
Oh, that's a huge game. And the question with Purdue, watch a couple of their early games, Are they able to rebound at the level? Are they able to kind of get in, create enough offense? I thought offensively they've struggled. Well, they've got 72 on Alabama right now. So
yeah,
they've answered that question. The other game that's out there is Marquette, Maryland. I'm intrigued with Maryland. I know they're not ranked yet, but their freshman Queen has played really well. Their problem with Maryland last year was they just couldn't shoot the ball. But
yeah,
defensively, they were elite. I'm so intrigued with that game tonight as well.
Well, it's Derrick Queen, that first game, 22-20.
22, yeah, just a casual
20-20. Yeah.
I mean, just casual 20-20 night.
Easy 20-20 night for him. Northwestern leading Eastern Illinois, late first half, 27-25. I know you got the Gophers tomorrow for television, and you know, they got Yale tomorrow. They got bumped off earlier this week. I guess it's the annual cautionary tale. Don't make final judgments. You know, they got a guy out. That hurts.
Yes.
But they're still trying to find their way right now.
Well, and they hit the transfer portal hard with experience. Now, that hasn't meshed so far for the beginning part of this season. And Mike Mitchell out, that really hurts. They just don't have a true point guard.
Yeah.
And when you don't have that at the college game, it makes it a little bit difficult.
Yeah. Other games, one other game has gone final. Rutgers over Monmouth, 98-81. Washington State and Iowa, they are early on in Iowa City. Penn State leads Vitek at the half, 37-29. That is your Big Ten Report, brought to you by the Big Ten Network. And we continue. We'll get Butchie's keys to tonight's game, the Badgers and the Cats. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and it's a family tradition to use only high quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and go Badgers!
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
Pregame continues at the Kohl Center. Time for Butchie's keys to tonight's matchup.
First thing we look at this game, transition defense for Wisconsin. Tempo-wise, Arizona is 20th in the country. Next, rebound the basketball at an elite level. I've said that so far for the first three games. I'm going to say it again for game four. Arizona has 41 offensive rebounds on the season. And then lastly, when you look at this team, handle the moment. I know there's no stats for that, but handle the moment. Before the game, the final four teams are going to come out. Bo's name is going, the energy in the building, it's different. The student section is packed. Handle that. Get off to a good start.
Yeah, there's a vibe in here tonight. No disrespect to the first three opponents, but this one's a little different, to say the least, with Arizona coming to town and all the bells and whistles surrounding this game here tonight. We're back with the starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger, some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Quick check of the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Everybody up and good to go for the Badgers here tonight. Let's get to the starting lineups now. Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Don't drop the ball, Badger fans. The Wisconsin DOT reminds you to drive sober. For Arizona, their front line made up of Trey Townsend, a transfer from Oakland, averaging 5.5 points, 4.5 rebounds a game. Tobey Awaka, transfer from Tennessee, 11 points, 12 boards through the first two ball games. And a three-guard lineup, Jaden Bradley getting a starting call this season, came off the bench all of last year. 11 points, 2.5 rebounds, 3.5 assists. K.J. Lewis, 11 points, 3.5 rebounds, and 3 dimes a game. And Caleb Love, back for one more year at Arizona, 13.5 points a game so far, the Pac-12 player of the year. Same five for the Badgers front line of Stephen Crow and Nolan Winter. And in the backcourt, you got John Blackwell, Max Klesman, and John Tanjay. And those are your starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. The opening tip for the Badgers in Arizona, presented by Odyssey Brands. Up next, this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guest, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air.
When you think of Wisconsin basketball, you think about discipline.
Now to Max for three in the lead. He hit it from right of the circle, Max Klusman.
You think about being fundamentally sound.
Rebound, Blackwell just took it away from Reese. Blowing the left, lifted it off the glass.
You think about playing with a level of toughness.
Oh, nice pass from Blackwell into Crowell for the dunk.
Every day there's another step.
And the Wisconsin Badgers knock off third-ranked Marquette as they storm the floor at the Kohl Center in Madison.
On Wisconsin. Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of Wisconsin Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Good evening from the Kohl Center in Madison, and it's jumping here tonight alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann, and Aisha Jackson at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball, a very special night as we honor Wisconsin basketball as a whole, and specifically the back-to-back Final Four teams of 2014 and 2015. Naismith Hall of Fame coach Bo Ryan. But I mentioned this is about these teams specifically, but it's about Wisconsin basketball, what guys like you built and guys before you, what they built. One hell of a celebration here tonight. And, oh, by the way, a big-time matchup against Arizona.
It is a big-time matchup. But what I love about this is you look at the guys right now on this team, looking at what those guys did, there's a different look. And there's a tenacity that builds when you look at the Final Fours, the trophies that follow that. Now this group gets their chance tonight. That is awesome.
And it's the beauty of it, Brian, over the years. I remember the 2000 team, which will also be honored because we're coming up on the 25th anniversary of that, and how those guys say, man, I want these guys right now to do their thing, to put on their show. And it's fun to watch that emotional investment that players before have for the players of now. And we'll have our national anthem momentarily. Tip time still a few minutes away. Let's take a break and we'll get you ready for tonight's game. But first, our national anthem.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, And the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Tony Gallagher.
And before we get started, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Oh yeah, the game. Wisconsin against Arizona. The Wildcats ninth in the AP poll this week, eighth in the coaches poll. They have romped through their first two opponents. Big time matchup. Butch, you talked about it in your keys. Wisconsin's going to face a defense it has not faced. It's going to face rebounding prowess like they haven't faced yet. Really eager to see how they match up with that tonight.
This is what you want. You want to test early on. And that's why you schedule games like this, is you're going to get some answers that you didn't necessarily get the first week. How you rebound the ball against a different team that's as athletic as you are, if not maybe a little bit more athletic. How do you defend when someone gets up into you